Welcome to Sis Internet Radio. Sisters in Spirit, affectionately called Sis, is a nurturing environment for women that inspires harmony in everyday living, shares resources that empower, offers information and support that nourishes the soul, balances our mental and physical well-being, and promotes inner peace and heightened spirituality. Our vision is a world where women live consciously, harmoniously, and spiritually to positively impact our lives and the lives of those with whom we come into contact. Join us as we live life with style, grace, and of course, much joy.
Welcome to our Sisters in Spirit broadcast for Thursday, June 21st, 2012. You're here with your host, Raisa, and I'm Sky. Good evening, Raisa. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Sky, and you?
I'm awesome and just truly blessed this evening and excited about our topic. As part of our healing series energy topic, we're going to be talking about one woman's journey to overcome a chronic illness naturally. And our special guest this evening is Mercedes Beato Hawkins. Welcome, Mercedes.
Greetings, Guy and Raisa. How are you all doing?
Greetings.
Just wonderful. Thank you for being with us this evening. We're excited to have you.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Before we get started with our discussion, I'd like to share with our listening audience a little more information about our guest speaker. Mercedes Beato Hawkins has a Caribbean background. This means she grew up in a time and place when medicines and remedies were as natural as the trees they grew on. Moving to an industrialized nation, the United States, changed everything, as it does for most people. However, Mercedes decided to reach back to the old-fashioned ways and use natural remedies and found that they were more cost-effective and offered less side effects than conventional medicine, which served her well after she was diagnosed with kidney disease and she chose to use natural remedies to heal herself. Mercedes is an author of the book, How I Avoided Dialysis, and You Can Too. She wanted to write this book to share her experiences through this journey of natural healing. Mercedes is also a spoken word artist who has performed in the Atlanta metropolitan area in a variety of venues. Mercedes won an honorable mention at the Cotton Club for a song she wrote entitled Times Are Trying, It's Never Too Late. And she's also written an unpublished novel that she'll share more about as we talk throughout the evening. Mercedes has collaborated with journalists, radio personalities, actors, and musicians as she enters and as she delves into the field of music, literacy, and art. Again, welcome, Mercedes. We're just so happy to have you with us this evening.
Well, I am humbled and honored to be in your show. It's such a great show, and I've listened to it many, many times. And I love it.
Okay, so what we'd like to do to get started is for you to just share with us how you, we talked about your upbringing, but just share with us a little bit more about how you were introduced and how you got involved with natural medicines, with natural healing.
Well, as I was growing up as a little girl in the Dominican Republic, in the Caribbean, I noticed, like, when people had headaches, they would just, you know, the parents would grab a banana leaf and wrap it around the head of the child, and the headache would disappear. They were also involved in alternative therapy. So in just watching the neighborhood people around me, and also my own mother, whenever we became ill, we got oregano tea, we got ginger tea, we got cinnamon tea. All of these are natural. You know, and some people might turn up their nose or whatever at certain teas. Maybe they don't like the way it tastes or what have you, but these things have been found to have properties that cure a lot of ailments. They're antiviral, antimicrobial, antibiotic, anti a lot of things that are undesirable.
Mm-hmm.
So with these natural cures that I grew up around, that I was sorry that I got away from, you know, it just kind of like emphasized the fact that, yes, it was not my imagination, you know, that I was being cured of a flu or whatever it was that was going on at the time. As I found out what the properties are of these herbs, resins, trees, flowers, as I found all this out, it just emphasized the fact that it is a true science that our ancestors were aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
indeed. And I find it interesting that, you know, after you got to a certain point, you decided to look back and remember those things and then delve more deeply into them. So let's move forward a little bit. You know, you decided to reinvestigate your natural healings that you grew up with. And then you find yourself being diagnosed with having a medical crisis of your own. Can you share with us how you decided to use these remedies as a way of healing? Did you go through the regular process of going through the doctor? Did you use integrative medicines where you were using some scientific medications and some herbal? How did you go through the process once you were diagnosed to arrive at the healing that you achieved?
Well, my experience during my medical crisis is that I went to the doctor for something totally, totally not even related, not even remotely related. But at that point, I was told that I had inflamed kidneys, kidney disease. There are many names for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are different parts of the kidneys that are affected, you know. And so I was being kind of like reprimanded, like, you know, why didn't you come sooner? But the thing is, I didn't have any symptoms, so I couldn't come. And then as I researched the topic, I found out that most people don't have symptoms, and that's the scary part. You know, basically, you know, if you have a low-grade, you know, blood pressure, like if your blood pressure is elevated and what have you, that can damage your kidneys as well as any other, you know, too much sugar, heart disease, many different things affect the kidneys. You know, so I found out that kidney disease is called a silent killer because for most part there are no symptoms. So I was really concerned about everybody at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I went through my healing and everything, I was concerned for all the people that are suffering in silence like I was and didn't know that anything was wrong. So with my medical crisis, as I was, you know, being questioned, I became concerned because some of the alternatives that I was given as I was being tested, the creatine level and all the different tests that they do that confirm that, yes, there was a big problem. I mean, I was in denial at first. But when I did confront the situation and realize what my alternative is, I was determined not to go along with the conventional treatment. I didn't like it. And what I didn't like about it is, I mean, I was cooperative at first, don't get me wrong. And I had side effects from the medication, and I didn't like the fact that the side effects, you kind of wind up getting more medicine for the side effects, and it becomes a vicious circle. I didn't like that, on top of it being expensive. But also, just me having to deal with a possible kidney transplant, which a lot of bodies reject the kidney, you have to be on medication for the rest of your life. I didn't like the idea of having to be on medication for the rest of my life. I also didn't like the idea of dialysis because I had seen coworkers nearly falling out of their chairs who were on dialysis, and they did it like 3 times a week, sometimes 4, and they were always fainting and always sickly, and then they would disappear. You never know where they went. You know, it's like, what, did they die or what? You know, it was just the reaction after the dialysis, the fatigue, feeling weak. And there are reasons for all that, you know, because when dialysis is performed, they take you know, the fluids are out of you, and they put in some other fluids in there. But some of that fluid has dextrose, which the dextrose is what attaches the toxins and take the toxins out of your body.
Mm.
You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, we know sugar is a problem. We know sugar makes kidney matters worse. So why are you using sugar? You know, it, to me, it, I just didn't like the method. I didn't like the fact that anyone can have a dialysis clinic and not even have a license. So I did all the research,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as that's concerned, and I just didn't like the outcome. I felt that there was something natural that can cure it. My father once told me that a friend of his was diagnosed with a very bad form of cancer. So he took to the hills, moved to the mountains, and ate nothing but spinach, and it got rid of his cancer. So I started thinking, okay, green things. Green things have something in it that fights disease. Cats, when cats get sick, when dogs get sick, the
right.
first thing they go to is to something green. They go to the grass. They avoid the canned foods. You know, and canned foods have a lot of phosphate, which is really bad for the kidneys as well. You know, anybody who has kidney problems may have elevated phosphate, they may have elevated potassium and elevated magnesium. And it's for a reason, because, you know, it's, the kidneys are a filter. They filter the blood. They filter, and I guess it's like the liver. It's different, two different types of filters. When the kidneys are affected, whether they're inflamed or whether the veins are not functional, it's like you begin to retain water in your body. It shows up around your eyes. It shows up around your ankles, your face, everywhere. You know, and so you have excess water, and toxins are in that water. We are predominantly water. The brain sits on water. So we know that the water that we intake would have to be pure and not have any chemicals in it, but unfortunately, that's not the case. As you and I both know, tap water has a lot of chemicals in it, whether it's chlorine, fluoride, aluminum, arsenic, cadmium. A lot of that has been found in water. So even people who are supposedly healthy or eat healthy, they've been bombarded with things in the air, whether it's chemtrails, whether it's stuff in the air, whether it's in the water, it's all over. And not to mention vaccination, so it's not just people, it's not just a diet issue, even though that is part of it. You know, there's a lot of things that can affect your body. And the kidney is not a joke, because when the kidneys go bad, your heart goes bad. You can have a stroke. It's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And for that not to be detected, that's a big concern. And it's especially bad in the Black community. You know, it's worse. And I think that has to do with maybe we don't trust doctors, so we don't have early detection for that.
Screenings and things like that.
Screening, right, and things like that. But, you know, the main thing is if you feel dizzy at any time, please treat it. Treat your high blood pressure, because high blood pressure is not always apparent, but it really, really kills the kidneys.
I know in your book you mentioned three big kidney no's. Can you tell us about them and why?
I didn't hear the question.
In your book you mentioned three big no's for the kidneys. Can you tell us why those things are so damaging? And why we should avoid them. Chocolate, alcohol, and coffee.
Well, chocolate, alcohol, and coffee, those have oxalates, and that is damaging to the kidneys. You know, in my research, I found out that oxalates damage the kidneys. You know, you may hear conflicting stories about coffee. You may hear conflicting stories about chocolate. And that's because, okay, chocolate has antioxidants. But in the olden days when the ancient people were using chocolate, they were mixing it with cinnamon, and they were not using regular sugar like they do now, nor were they using cow's milk. So, you know, that's one of those things. But at the same time, it does have alkaloids. And, you know, it's like you have to outweigh the good and the bad. Is it even worth it? This thing that you're going after, you can get it from another source without the baggage. And same, you know, same with alcohol.
Or the commercial additives.
Right. And, you know, alcohol today is not the same alcohol that our ancestors used to make. You know, you've probably heard of moonshine or whatever, but, and I know growing up I've seen people, I don't know if they call moonshine, but they would make fermented drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But these were like tonic.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have sulfites. Nowadays, wine has sulfites. They also process it with pig's blood. And they put a lot of sugar in it. So you have to really, you either make your own drink or, you know, stay away from commercial items such as, you know, mentioned. And then there's controversy with spinach, you know, because they say spinach has oxalate, which it does have high volumes of it, but it also has a lot of vitamin. But at the same time, you don't have to settle for just one vegetable. I mean, there are so many vegetables out there. I mean, in Africa, in the Caribbean, here, in so many different varieties that have the same vitamin. You know, you have the wheatgrass, you have your alfalfa, you have all kinds of watercress, you have all kinds of alternatives that don't have the undesirable quality.
Yeah.
And coffee is definitely one of those things that, although it, you know, it relaxes some people, and although it, you know, it does make you normal as far as, I don't know, metabolism. Our ancestors took it because it helps with metabolism. You know, it helps you go. But at the same time, you know, where are these beans being grown? Are they humid? How dry are they? Who's processing it and how? What are they adding to the coffee? And then it does have natural, you know, alkaline and oxalate. And so that's why a lot of doctors warn you not to take to either not take those things or stay away from them. And I do agree with that. There are too many alternatives. I mean, carob is a chocolate.
Right, carob is a
taste.
Yeah. Although you don't see carob as often as you did at one time.
That's true.
Because I was looking for it not too long ago. I couldn't find it.
Did you go to the health food store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll continue my search for it.
Hopefully.
So you did go through conventional medicine, and then you decided, you know, because of the effects and because of the after effects and all of the other ramifications, you would
not only that, but not only that. But I mean, my own doctor was honest enough to tell me that these medicines that she had been giving me were bad for my kidney.
Are you kidding?
Therefore, I'm not kidding. And if you ever had any kind of, if you ever had to take Zantac or, you know, gastrointestinal problems that you may have, they give you what NSAIDs, and it's like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And so these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs ruin your kidneys. And so with her being a doctor and admitting that to me, I automatically took myself off of it and started wondering, is this what caused my problem to begin with? Sorry to interrupt you, but I just had to throw that in.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. So what I was moving towards was, how did you decide, or how did you decide what direction in terms of the types of remedies that you were going to use? How did you decide? You said you did research.
Well, you know,
did you try different types of, you know, combinations of natural remedies? Where did you go from there?
I thought it was a good idea to integrate modern medicine with natural remedies.
Because you have
what's called chelation. Well, that to me is in the alternative realm, you know, of methodologies of healing, alternative healing. So to me, chelation is the, I guess, the counterpart of dialysis, because chelation gets rid of toxins and heavy metals. And with dialysis, you're actually just getting rid of toxins in the body and waste, toxic waste as well, not just heavy metals. Now, so to me, the chelation was one alternative. But I do also notice that with the regular conventional medicine, with modern medicine, integrating that aspect of it, you can have intravenous vitamins put in your body, which doesn't happen often in your regular, you know, conventional medicine, but they do have the IV and all the, you know, equipment and what have you. Europe is known to utilize, for example, this methodology, as well as they use the, what do you call that? I forget what it's called. Hydrogen peroxide. Okay, they use hydrogen peroxide. And you probably heard of hydrogen peroxide. Food grade is, I'm about to go there, food grade. You know, so a lot of them heal with that aspect of it. But at the same time, you can use the same technology to integrate the vitamins, the natural supplements that are not found in your conventional stores for intervention. Sometimes intervention has to happen before you can heal. You know, another intervention is, you know, people are so toxic. You've seen them. You've seen heavy, very heavy people that are really far gone. And basically, their whole stomach is just messed up from overload and not being able to get rid of, you know, the waste. And so they, you know, like colonics, you know, how do you call it, hydrogen therapy, H2O therapy, colonics. Those I would recommend, not on a regular basis to take, you know, the place of natural, but what happened natural. But when you're that far gone, interference is sometimes called for. And now, you know, you have to have a clean body before you can put any supplement in it that's going to work. If you put any kind of supplement in your body and your body is toxic, it's not going to integrate it into your body. It's just not going to happen.
Right, it won't absorb it.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. So, yeah, there are good ways to integrate modern medicine with alternative remedies. And so I do admire, you know, modern medicine, surgery, and all, because everything has its place.
Right.
You just have to know what you're getting into and research it before you agree and sign your name to the bottom line. You know, it would be a good idea to look into it.
And often it's a matter of talking to your physician and saying, I'd rather, you know, use natural medicines or natural remedy, and they'll try to help you. You know,
most of them will say
no, that this is really your lifestyle and what you want to do. They will go that way. Because now most of these physicians, well, I won't say most, but quite a few of them are now using integrative medicine or what they call complementary medicine. So they're, you know, they're doing their research too, because a lot of people are coming to them, you know, saying this is the route that I want to go. So, you know, people should not be afraid to talk to their physicians. And, you know, if they can't do it, maybe they can recommend, you know, a physician that is more of a homeopathic physician. So there, you know, there are ways to integrate it and to, you know, you have to be your own advocate. You can't let people just dictate things to you. So, like you said, you have to do in detailed research and there is a way to really integrate it.
Oh, yes. And so my doctor, I was surprised. Yes.
I was just going to ask a question, but go ahead, finish your sentence.
No, I was saying I was surprised that my doctor was, you know, she respected my position to go natural. You know, and not very many doctors do that. Like the doctors in the emergency room were totally against it, but my primary doctor was very for it. And as a matter of fact, she was asking me for some remedies and taking them. So some of them are open to it, like Sky said. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm my question is, how do you think that you got the kidney disorder?
That's a very good question, because there are so many things that affect the kidneys, and my doctor came to the conclusion that I was born with it. She studied everything about me, and she decided that I was born with it. But who knows? It could be a combination of the pharmaceuticals. It could be a combination of being born with that, you know, susceptibility, because nowadays a lot of children are being born with compromised kidneys, and some children even have high blood pressure that is undetected. And it's an alarming rate, and I think it has a lot to do with the bombardment that we are experiencing as an industrialized nation, or world for that matter, because even in Australia, name any country, name any part of the world, and they all have kidney problems like never before.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now, I'm looking at vaccinations as one of the major culprits, because when you're born, you have to be vaccinated. And vaccinations have heavy metals. They have aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, mercury. You know, heavy metal, by definition, is heavier than water. So if you're drinking water and you have these chemicals that are heavier, how are you going to process it? How's your kidney going to process it?
Right.
How's your
it's not soluble.
It's not going to happen. And but
right.
What concerns me is how they mix the heavy metals, you know, with the virus. They have live viruses in the vaccinations. They have DNA, RNA strands that they have heated viruses that are treated, okay? They mix it with antibiotics, which are not natural, by the way. They mix it with formaldehyde, detergent, phenol dye, and some other buffers. Okay, now, all these poisons, what they have not, of course, a lot of doctors will justify it and say, well, you know, heavy metals occur naturally in the world. You know, and the earth has heavy metals. There's gold here. There's silver there. And we have gold in our body and silver, yes. And we have aluminum and copper in our bodies, yes. But to what degree?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a synergistic factor that has to be considered. Just like with food and micronutrients, they're built in a way for a reason. And you know, they are proportions.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give a baby disproportionate amount of these chemicals, regardless of whether you label it baby vaccine or adult vaccine, look at all the number of babies that have been affected. Look at the studies. The autism rate, although denied, exists. And, I mean, there are so many studies that they can no longer be denied, you know, and what gets me is that these doctors will get there before the Federal Trade Commission and admit, and he's a toxicologist, and will admit that, yes, aluminum, whether given intravenously or subcutaneously, is a poison, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, well, another doctor, he had a grandson, which he had traditionally just female, and only one grandson, only one male in the line of offspring. Well, he was, after preaching all this vaccination stuff, he publicly said that he is not going to have his grandson vaccinated.
Mm.
Yeah,
and
that was not an isolated incident. It did until later years and until public school.
Right.
Yeah.
Public schools will get you with that vaccination stuff because they consider you truant and what have you. But, you know, so there's a way around it. You know, you can homeschool your children and, you know, they're a little more flexible with it now.
You know, parents can say, no, I you know, choose not to do that. They kind of changed the laws around a little bit so that parents do have that option, but, you know, they're still going to be held accountable, but they do have the option now.
It's becoming better, as far as homeschooling, that has become a lot better, and there are some options that a lot of people may not be aware of. And then you have some other doctors, like Dr. Ascari, who does natural vaccinations.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely worth looking into. Definitely. But let's get back to your book. Can you give us a little bit more information about your book and what's in there? And, you know, we know you wrote it to share your journey, but can you give us some more details about what's in your book?
Well, basically, after I share what constituted my journey, I go into what to do to get rid of, you know, the heavy metals, ways to de-stress. I think overeating can be a culprit, and I speak about overeating. And, you know, you have these buffets where they encourage you to eat a lot and what have you. That can, you know, compromise your whole digestive system. And the kidney and the liver are filtering systems, so that can compromise that, too. I go into denatured flour, sugar, and meat. You know, I mean, what gets me is, okay, protein has been found in the urine of people that have, you know, kidney problems. An excessive amount of protein. There are many tests that are done, you know, to detect, you know, these kidney problems. But I don't go to one extreme or the other. I don't tell people what to do. If people want to consult, you know, I consult with them, and I, you know, give a lot of information. But there has to be a balance. I mean, you know, a lot of these foods have lack of oxygen. So I talk a lot about in my book about lack of oxygen and how unhealthy that can be for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that can include certain foods that are short in oxygen as well. You know, it's avoiding any kind of pollution. And cosmetics will also get you, too. So I talk about cosmetics and toiletries because anything you put on your skin, if it's not edible, you shouldn't put it on your skin because it goes right into your body. And that's why people that have, like, you know, just like people that burn their hair, the chemicals go right to the liver and damage the liver. So anything you put on your body, yes, it will get to your organs. And it will compromise your immune system as well. Tobacco, of course, is a big no-no because they put so much junk into it. So I talk about pesticides and eating organically because, you know, the pesticides have a lot of damage that they do. I talk about the politics of food and, you know, how food is almost politicized. You know, with the farming, they stop a lot of farmers from doing what they do. They buy them out. It's just a lot of politics involved in food and, you know, how food is processed. I talk about meat factories and how, you know, a lot of us, you know, may not be aware of what goes on in meat factories and what have you.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot that can affect your kidneys. It's not, I can't say one thing or another or three things. It's a lot. It's multiple things that affect your kidneys, you know, even acid rain. You know, we have to protect ourselves and we have to constantly do things to our bodies to stay free from toxins. Even the mercury fillings in your teeth, all of that is a contributing factor. So I talk about that as well. And I talk about mistakes and dialysis, just to let people know that they have alternatives. They don't have to, you know, they don't have to resort to just one type of treatment. So I talk about the different alternative treatments and even combinations with modern medicine that we spoke about earlier. You know, clay is a big factor.
An interesting excerpt I saw in your book that I'd like to read that talks about the kidneys and their work. It says, the kidneys filter the blood in an attempt to remove toxins. Imagine what the kidney is thinking when you deprive it of water and feed it meat. She is thinking, it's bad enough there are heavy metals in the shower, water, and air. Now I have to process this without water? Face it. It is too much to ask. Then you top it off with potato chips. Sometimes cheese is added. You know, and then you go into that in further detail. I thought that was a really, you know, wonderful way of explaining how we overload our bodies and cause them to be toxic and expect the body to function well.
Oh, yes, you hit it right in the nail, you know, just bombarding the body with non-food, you know, and calling it food, and then, like you said, expecting the body to function well. That is an impossibility. And then I also talk about purifying the blood, because once we get to that level of bombarding our bodies, you have to purify the blood, which is, there are many different ways you can purify the blood. I have, you know, favorite, you know, items that I have used. And I know cilantro is an excellent way to remove heavy metals as well as purify the blood. I mean, you're like,
you said cilantro?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's so cheap. You know, that's the ridiculous part about it. Is that,
yes.
You know.
Even organic cilantro is cheap.
Yes. Yes, you can go into any foreign foods and find it for like 50 cents. You know, and then, you know, the grocery stores chop off the leaves from the strawberries, which have a lot of vitamins. Chop it off, throw it away. And so it's just backwards right now. It's very backwards. And it doesn't have to get expensive either. I mean, you can go the expensive route, but I had senior citizens in mind when I wrote this book and people that cannot really afford the expensive treatments. That's why I said, well, if you can afford chelation, then you can do natural chelation without going outside of your home. You could do that in your own home. So there are different aspects to all these natural products around us. It's not just herbs. You know, there's the plant, the root, the flower, the resin. I mean, there are certain resins that you can actually intake, and it's actually good for the kidney. So it has multiple functions. You know, many resins have multiple functions. Like, for example, what's the name of it? What is the name of that person? It's for the teeth. It's actually something that I was using to fill in my teeth. But I couldn't afford to go to a dentist. And, I mean, I put it on for years. I mean, it was antibacterial. It just
clove?
You. No, clove is good for that. But the amber, is it amber?
No, it's not amber
resin, even though that's good, too. But the pine resin, you know, is. You can use it not only for your teeth, but it also if you accidentally ingest it, it actually cures your kidneys as well. So I mean, there are many, many methods that you could use, and depending on what type of kidney problems you have, you know, because sometimes you can be facing inflammation, you can be facing vessels that are just clogged within the kidney. You know, it's just many different things, but. As far as getting into in my book, I talk about getting into an anti-inflammatory diet, which is highly recommended by most. I did it on my own because I thought it made sense. But even afterwards, I read about it later, that is highly recommended by people in the know who are doctors that are into alternative treatments.
And you mentioned that you use the chelation method as well?
Oh, definitely, absolutely. You know, I have to go everywhere because the person that there's a community activist who's very pro-seniors. So I have to keep, and for everything that I give you an alternative for the seniors who are on a fixed budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the agreement that I went to when I wrote the book.
Yeah, you mentioned oregano as well. Good for getting rid of bacteria in the body.
That is the bomb, you know, because when you look at the antibiotics that are given by your doctors, they're really poisons, just like salt is, table salt is a poison. And also, you know, that's another thing my doctor told me, that, you know, when you have tonsil problems like I was having as a child, she said all those antibiotics have ruined my body, you know, and she mentioned how they ruined my body. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, and you all are steadily giving us these things. But anyway, you know, I recognize it's an antibiotic that has multiple functions. It beats the other one by far, that other one that's really weak that everybody talks about, echinacea, that to me is very weak. You barely see the result, but I recognize you see the result immediately. You know what I mean?
What is very weak?
Echinacea.
Oh, okay.
You have to take so much of it before you can see any kind of result. You know, so I don't even bother with it.
Okay. We have a caller who has their hand up with a question. Let's see what they have for us. Caller 5386, you are on the line.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. This is a really good conversation. How are you, Mercedes and Sky? And right, this is Zita calling.
Welcome, Zita.
One thing I wanted to ask, that I wrote down a couple of questions, but just towards the end, I heard you mention cilantro and oregano. What's interesting is a lot of our elderly, they don't use a lot of herbs. They use like grease and chicken fats and different things to season their food, and that could definitely be related to why a lot of these diseases affect us. You know, where I'm at, we have a dialysis center literally on every other corner. It is amazing how it just popped up. And I didn't really think of kidney disease, you know. I mean, you know, you don't think of it like heart disease and diabetes, but it's an epidemic because in the black neighborhoods, you find dialysis centers literally everywhere.
Thank you for saying that.
Real valuable information that I will share with people. When you said the coffee, the caffeine, the alcohol, you know, I looked at those three things. Those are three diuretics. So if you're not drinking enough water, then you'll definitely be affected by that. I never related heart disease and kidney disease, but if your body, a lot of times when people are retaining fluid, they won't drink water. And so if you're not drinking water, they don't understand drinking the water actually is a thing that helps flush the toxins and help to get rid of the extra fluid that's in your body.
Oh, yeah, and it pumps blood to the heart as well. And, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned about the fat, because fat is one of the culprits that affects, you know, the kidney. It cannot process these fats. And a lot of the fats are man-made, and even animal fat. No, it does not process it very well. And so really one of the best fats is omega-3. I mean, people that are into, you know, that are into, you know, eating flesh might go to eating salmon. But you also have plant-based omega-3, which can be found in the seed, hemp seed, H-E-M-P.
And I do flax, but, you know, one of the things, you're in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. If you connect with, you know, the churches up there, maybe do presentations, that would really, really be beneficial, because there's so many of our elderly people that's affected by kidney disease. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And the information that I've heard here, I would definitely pass on to people. I know quite a few people that actually that's actually on dialysis. It's amazing.
That's another thing that I've gotten people off of dialysis.
Wow.
You know, the only thing they have left is the little mark on their arm, but they're walking around healthy as ever.
Mm.
You know, so that's something that a lot of people don't think is reversible, but it is.
That's a blessing.
And
you're making a good point by saying that food is the thing, you know, that you need to. Is
what one of the main culprits.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We do it to ourselves. with our lifestyle as well.
It's diet and stress.
Mm-hmm. It's like we have enough things bombarding us, like we talked about vaccination and the water and all that. And then for us to add toxins to that, it's just like writing our own death warrant.
That is so true. Well, thank you, Zita, for being with us and asking your question. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks a lot for the show. I'm always interested in sis shows. I just love them. I always get something out of them. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Mercedes, can we take a moment now for you to give us your contact information to let us know how we can get the book, to tell us about any upcoming events that you might have going on right now?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put my events on my YouTube channel, which is Sacred Geometry Queen. And there I put all my events that are coming up. I will be having a book signing at Tassili. It's a restaurant that features raw food, but they make it taste so delicious.
Oh,
you would swear you were at the Macaroni Grill. You know, you swear you'd be at a fancy restaurant. And then they have lectures upstairs. They have massage, which is another good way to get rid of toxins, by the way. You know, they have music therapy. So it's a great place, you know, for me to have that book signing. I don't have a date yet because I have to get together with the marketing representative. But I've been invited several times, so that should be coming up. So that's my channel. It's Sacred Geometry Queen, and that's my YouTube channel.
Oh, okay, that's Sacred Geometry Queen, one word?
All one word, running together.
Okay.
Now,
and we'll invite you to, once you get your date set, if you'll send it to Sisters in Spirit, we'll include it in our newsletter that we send out.
Awesome. That's great. I'll be happy to do that. My book is also available on Lulu. And what's happening is it's going to be available within 6 to 8 weeks in Barnes & Noble and the Amazon.
Oh, cool.
It's just not going into distribution. So I don't that's the reason why I don't have a Lulu web page.
Okay.
But it does appear on Lulu. What I do is I go to Lulu and then I type how I avoided dialysis and it pops up.
Okay.
That's how I bring
that's
it up.
That's Lulu.com?
Yeah, it's, you know, because the link is so long, I don't think anybody will be able to memorize it.
Okay, so we can just go to Lulu.com and type in the title of the book.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they're going to give me a website after it goes to distribution.
Oh, okay, awesome. And did you want to share an email address or a number, phone number, in case someone
the
wanted
email,
to?
Well, yeah, the email is mercy123123@aol.com. And the phone number is 678-683-6002. I also have a Facebook page that has basically a link to dialysis, how I avoided dialysis.
Okay.
So what should
they search for on Facebook?
They can type the title of the book.
Okay.
And basically, in there, you know, also to me it's like a newsletter because a lot of times I just give out, you know, a lot of information, basically.
Uh-huh. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
And then, you know, and I have a blog. I do a blog that I talk about health on my blog, which is Linking. It's called Linking. The number 2, your health, .blogspot.com.
Okay.
And that's how I keep people informed.
And I've seen some of your YouTube videos. They're very informative.
I was about to say that. The videos also have information on different herbs and fruits that are, you know, really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And So it's like a combination. You know, I'm trying to reach the audiences now because for a long time I was silent about it. You know, I wrote the book back, you know, a few years back, but I never really marketed it because I was so, you know, overwhelmed by so many different things that I was into at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really did a distribution for the book. I'm just not doing a distribution.
Well, that's good. It's happening and it's time. So it's time for it to, you know, to flourish and to be put out there.
There's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you share with us, Raisa shared three prominent things from the book. What is one of the most important aspects of the book or key points of the book that you'd like to share with us as we start to wind down this evening?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know that, you know, vaccination is a big aspect on why a lot of people are sick. So, that, you know, I think people should consider alternative vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
alternative ways to immune yourself against viruses. The oregano factor is a big factor because it's a painkiller. It's not just an antibiotic, it's a painkiller.
Mm-hmm.
So that is big, but you have to know how to use it. You
right.
know, it's very strong. So you know, it's a certain part of the body that you put it into that will get rid of pain on the spot. It's a certain part of the body, and you may have to dilute it because it's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing that came up as far as the studies. Even to this day, you know, antibiotic is a big thing with kidney problems and kidney inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
That is a study that's going on right now as we speak, that the doctors have realized how important the antibiotic is because you're dealing with bacteria surrounding the kidney, a lot of bacteria. You know, when you can imagine why, you know, all the, you know, junk that people eat and what have you, and the non-foods that are called foods. You know, and the antibiotic kills the bacteria, and that's where the oregano come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can place it on the part, after you dilute it, you can place it on the part of the body that hurts, rub it in. You can also, you know, put it in your crown. You can do many different things. You can ingest it, mix it with, you know, whatever, but it's a nasty taste. But you have to use very little, very
mm-hmm.
little.
It's Are you speaking of an actual herb or fresh oregano or?
No, I'm speaking about the essence of the plant.
Oh, okay.
Like the oil.
Okay.
Extract the oil out of it.
Okay.
And that's
mm-hmm.
that's why it's so strong. Anything
right.
that you have the essential oil is going to be, you know, super strong.
Yeah, and all of them. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my parents, you know, whenever we got sick, they gave us oregano tea, and I never knew why. And now here it is, it's solving all the problems in the world, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go ahead.
I've never had oregano tea. I didn't even know that people drank it as a tea. So
yeah, we grew up drinking it in the Caribbean. You know, some people never, of course, never heard of it, so they'll, you know, turn up their nose or whatever, but I'm used to it. I like the way it tastes.
So on a spiritual level, I have a question. Did you ever think about your cleansing is also a cleansing of your spirit or your ego and kind of just releasing the burdens of life? And from a psychic healing point of view, do you think that might have been some impact on
always. There's always a spiritual aspect to There's always a spiritual aspect to any disease. When you're out of balance, you're not going to be at ease. Is you know, but you know, sometimes we heal, and sometimes we need help healing because we're in a crisis, and so these topical herbs or whatever you call it, you know, that you're using, help you get out of this immediate crisis immediately. But at the same time, if you don't clear your mind and you still have problems, then it may just get, it could come back because that's just the way nature works.
Yes.
You may eat emotionally because, you know, you may have problems in relationships. You may be in an abusive relationship. You may be watching crimes. You may be suffering from post-traumatic syndrome from just watching a crime. And, you know, good people have been affected. You know, I have a friend, I'm not going to say her name, but her brother was killed unnecessarily. I mean, she was so close to her brother. It affected
mm-hmm.
her day, and it happened a long time ago, and she's still suffering
trauma.
From it.
Yeah, trauma.
Yes, trauma. So a lot of times, you know, trauma will just follow us. And it's just like my boss, one of my bosses, said, yes, Mercedes, you've helped me a lot. You know, I know I'm not supposed to eat this or that. But she said, but, you know, it's the problem. It's these emotional problems that I have that's making me do this. So, yes, people will take alcohol with emotional problems. They'll drink coffee. They'll do whatever it takes to get them over for that day. And people have very real problems. So, yes, they will revert and get sick again.
Okay.
It's a fact of life.
So we need to wind down the show.
It's been wonderful.
Yes, we really enjoyed you being here with us and sharing the wealth of knowledge about your journey through healing. And we'll definitely look for the information about your book and your book signing. And just looking forward to hearing more about, you know, you sharing your experiences and helping others along the way.
Thank
okay,
you so
would
much.
Would you like to give your
me.
Email and your YouTube contact information again, Mercedes?
Sure. The email is mercy123123@aol.com. The YouTube channel is Sacred Geometry Queen. And 678-683-6002 phone number. I can be found on Facebook. You can press the title of the book, How I Voted Down. You can also press that title of the book on lulu.com.
Awesome. And we'd like to let our listeners know that you've been here with Mercedes Beatu Hawkins, and we've been talking about one woman's journey as she healed through a chronic medical crisis and how she overcame dialysis, and you can too, and look forward to hearing additional information. Raisa, would you like to give us just a brief update as to event that we have coming up, and then we'll share our closing quotes?
So we have an event coming up in August where we're going to be talking Beet Food and Finances. That event will be occurring in both Georgia and D.C. Watch for more information. We've rescheduled the D.C. event. And then in November, on November 3rd, we're going to do our annual symposium called Power Up 2013. So we're getting you prepared early for 2013 to make it the most powerful year ever.
Indeed. Mercedes, would you like to share your closing quote with us as we wind down?
Yes, my closing quote would be, it's never too late to turn your life around.
Awesome. Raisa, did you have a closing quote you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Louise Hayes, she says that kidney problems are attributable to criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, and reacting like a little kid. So those are the feelings that come up and cause it. And an affirmation is, divine right action is always taking place in my life. Only good comes from each experience. It is safe to grow up.
Thank you. And I have one that's very, surprised me to find it. It says, healing chronic conditions requires a certain analysis of the past and a willingness to open your mind to new ways of thinking and doing things. And this is from Anonymous. We'd like to thank you for being with us this evening. You've been listening to Sisters in Spirit here with Mercedes Beatu Hawkins and your co-hosts Raisa and Sky. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sis Internet Radio. Until the next time, enjoy the fluid flow of life by remembering to infuse harmony into your everyday living.